This is Phil Pritchett. Welcome to the P2 Podcast.
There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician. Did he hit Austin? My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
I just want to do things my own way, you know.
Ears. It is Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast. Yes, yes, indeed. The show you know and love worldwide, wherever all the fans may be. Fans with a PH. In all corners of the globe, tuning in to their mobile listening device, or their laptop or desktop computer, p2podcast.com, for all the latest news, observations, and other things important and imperative to your life. From my little corner of the world here at Trinidad World Recording Studios here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, Phil Pritchett here with you, everyone. How's everyone doing out there? Episode 132. Can you believe it? Goodness gracious. 132 episodes of this show. So many guests, so many stories. Man, we're about due for a recap show. I know we did one after our first 100 episodes. Went back and did a little top 10 of all the great moments from the P2 Podcast history, the proud history of the podcast. We'll have to do that here recently. Go back and hit some high points. Oh, but we don't like to look back too much. We just look ahead. We look ahead with hope and with great anticipation of the future here at Trinidad World Recording Studios. Speaking of hope and prosperity for the future, oh man, here in a few days, we're going to get this up here in a few days, this edition of the podcast. February 9th, Phil Pritchett's triumphant return to College Station, Texas, once and still a Pritchett stronghold, but we have not played there since, in so many places that we used to play, quit having bands or closed down. We were a fixture there in Northgate in the BCS, Bryan College Station, for so long. All you Aggie fans know that. But it's been a long time. But we got the new venue there. Church Street Barbecue does a Thursday night radio-sponsored songwriting series thing. We're hoping the mild weather holds out. So I'll be down there playing some tunes on Thursday night, February 9th. Join us for that. And another show news, recent show news. We got February 14th, Valentine's Day. A charity benefit for Mercy Street, which is a charity in Dallas, Texas. It'll be held at our friend's studio, Rock House Films. That's right there in Uptown. Rock House Films. You can Google Rock House in Dallas, and there's ticket information on there. Me and Blue will be playing that set. They got another band playing, but great food and fun. My good friend Luke Coffey, the director of the Old Man Football film that I have repeatedly referenced on this show. The film that I'm doing all the music for, been working on that. But this is Luke's deal and his mentor, Rocky Powell, who owns the building over there at Rock House. So a great time there. So if you got Valentine's plans, or if you don't, maybe I should say, come on by. There's ticket information on the website, philpritchett.com. Check it out. All other new stuff going on. What's going on, Phil? What's going on, Phil? Oh, man. The Super Bowl. Of course, you have the big Super Bowl weekend. Oh, man. Let this show, let the archive of the podcast document. Let it document who was on this program predicting. You can go back and check the record. That's why we leave the archives up there, so you can go back and just and go back and listen to episodes and just say, good grief, Phil was right all along. Phil was proven right yet again. Sometimes the truth. Sometimes true. And in this case, it was, as I sat here with our old friend Pete Coatney, Jack Ingram's longtime drummer, stopped by. We were talking. We filmed a couple of segments together that would air on successive weeks, so it would be airing, you know, and we recorded it weeks prior. But there's your old friend P2. How you doing, folks? Phil, right there on the air. This was before the last game of the season. Where the Cowboys were playing the Giants, and the winner of that game went into the playoffs. The other one went home. Essentially a playoff game for both teams. Man, I said then the Giants would whip the Cowboys in the last game of the season, and the Giants were my pick for the Super Bowl. I just said, man, my dark horse pick is the New York Giants going through the playoffs. Pete liked the Saints and the Packers and all the usual suspects. Oh, man. So here the Giants win it all, and Phil looking like a seer of seers once again. But, man, what an exciting game. Jeez. God, the Super Bowl, though, has become, of course I enjoy it. I love sports. I love football. But such a spectacle, man. Just such a spectacle. I know it's fashionable to kind of, the Super Bowl is all about marketing and never lives up to and all hype and stuff like that. Aside from sounding like that, which I don't want to sound like, but man, it is remarkable the role it's taken on for just a game and just all the stuff around it. The ads and the pre-games and the weeks of anticipation. It's just got almost like a New Year's Eve kind of feel to it or something like that. Or dare I say Christmas or something. It's just this huge event, a media event that I'm just more astounded by every year as my kids grow up and try to make sense of this. And I try to explain them and fail on so many levels. So I'm like, well, you know, it's a football game. It's a very big deal. Then I find myself thinking, why is it such a big deal? I mean, it's just, but, oh man, but the Super Bowl, so it goes. Let me confess, too, something that I can't believe I'm going to say. Are you ready for this? I am no fan of soccer. But let me say this. They showed that game between Manchester United and Chelsea. I didn't know what it was. Was it a playoff game? Or there's like the game before the game. It was on Fox before the Super Bowl earlier in the morning. So I'm sitting home. I got nothing to watch. I'm like, yeah, we got some soccer, some British football on the telly. So I sat in and I said, well, whatever. I like watching soccer a little bit. I watched the World Cup. Let me tell you, man, it was very, very eye-opening to me. I've recently come across some fans in my little soccer fans, you know, British Premier League or whatever it is, you know, fans of European soccer. Of course, it's traditionally just a boring communist sport. That's what I always grew up hearing. Just passing it back and forth. But man, in a world. So I sat there the other day watching this, and I can tell you, man, in a world where football that I love, it's one play, timeout, commercial break, injury timeout, instant replay, cut to commercial. I mean, especially in the college game, where the clock doesn't run as much or something, where you sit down and watch a Texas OU game, takes 5 hours. I mean, it just takes your entire day. The pros do a little better. It's 3 hours. But, man, this soccer game, it's 90 minutes, and it just runs in real time. And, man, it's nonstop action. They never cut away from the action. They never go to commercial. And, man, just watching it's all – another big thing about it is it's all on natural grass outside. And, man, they show the super slow-mo cameras of the guy slide tackling, the mud and the grass flying, the pained expression on the guy's face as he's tripped from behind. Just, oh, he's got him right there. It's a foul, penalty kick. And then it just shows the super slow-mo of the guy bending the ball around the wall, just the guy's hair flying as they head it into the net. Soccer benefits greatly from widescreen, high-definition cameras. They're able to get some just great shots. You know, you're kind of watching the 50-yard line, so does midfield camera for the most part. But they do those quick replays, man, and show those balls bending in from corner kicks and penalty kicks. And it's pretty cool to watch. This particular game, they'd had some rain. They'd had some snow the day before. And just the elements. And, man, a lot of course, as much as I love football, but a lot of that's lost, man. I'm thinking in particular the Cowboys out there at Jerry World. They're in this dome. It's kind of dark. It's got this weird look to it. Plastic grass, no weather element, no natural grass, no mud. You know, and they're playing, you're watching, and man, it's very quiet in that arena. It's just not very loud. Of course, this soccer stadium is just the whole game. The crowds are cheering, singing, chanting along. There's a real electricity in watching this, and you know, I've recently gotten more HD channels and stuff at the house. And man, I was watching that, and just I found myself really into it, man. Really watching it, and the shots that barely missed the goal. I tried to get into hockey once, and man, it just on TV you just can't get a sense of it. It's just whited out from the ice. It's inside, and I think that plays a big part in it, man. I think it just doesn't translate well to you can't see the puck. So hockey never really took off. But I'm curious. I'm gonna keep up with soccer a little more here. And see if I can get more and more involved. And man, the other thing is there's very few rules in soccer. You can't trip the guy. You know, there's fouls and yellow cards. So it's pretty easy to pick up on what's going on. You can't use your hands. You kick it into the net. That's it. I mean, so you start watching, and even in the course of one game, you kind of get a sense for the strategy. You get a sense for the players on each team and the substitutions. So it's a pretty easy game to follow and a beautiful game to watch, man, when it's cold. These guys, you can see their breath, the blood, the grass stains on the natural grass and the jostling in front of the goal. And, man, it was a pretty damn cool thing to watch on TV. I was pretty surprised. And Fox, the HD experience, you know, really augments it. So who knows, man? P2 might be turned into a soccer fan. Oh, God. Did I just say that? I can't believe it. But, man, I've been turned off by so many other things in sports lately. All the domes and the inside games and timeouts and forever games. And starts to beat you down. So soccer, man, don't count it out, man. I never thought it'd take off in this country. But who knows? Who knows, man? People might be watching it more and more. We shall see. Well, listen, you have heard me talk about this live record we recorded twice, two nights down there in Corpus Christi. In our next segment, I'm going to go fresh to Phil's mixed down section of my machine here. We're going to listen to some new tracks, man. Some tracks that will be on the Corpus Christi live record in our next segment. Stay tuned. Exclusive P2 music next. Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett on the P2 Podcast from beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, Trinidad World Recording Studios. Book the full band for crying out loud. Phil@philpritchett.com. All you gotta do is shoot me an email. And book the full band. We'll come running, man, to play your event, whether it's at your house or some club or a festival, whatever. And as always, you bands and songwriters out there, email me at the same address or just call me, 817-733-5256, to come record here at Trinidad. Or record somewhere else and send me your tracks on a hard drive and we'll mix it and make it sound nice. Well, we're going to this Corpus Christi live record. We're waiting on some artwork and some things, and that'll be it, man. It's probably going to be digital-only release. No more CDs, folks. I'm ahead of the curve. The future is now. Oh, if you need a CD, I'm sorry. Download it and burn it yourself. I hate to say that, man, but we're staying ahead of the curve here, as always. Plus a CD, man. I can only put like 12 songs on that. I'm trying to put this Corpus Christi thing out. It's got 18, 19, 20 songs on it. So enjoy, folks. Enjoy. I'm going to select the running order of this album is really a chronological order of songs we played, mostly on that second night that we went in and recorded in December. So I think this was the second or third song we played. from the Mark of the Human Hand record. This one's become a live staple, a galloping tune here that I love doing live. The crowd builds the guitar. Yes, yes. Mona Lisa, Move Closer. Check it out.
Mona Lisa, move closer. I'm scared tonight. I watched the news this evening and there is much to fear. They say a mighty storm is brewing up. The outlying areas burning up. They'll let us know more once they hear. Somewhere an old song was playing, a song that no one seemed to want to hear. And I found myself singing along. I started looking around. I started thinking about the things I found. Started looking around. Started looking around. Mona Lisa, move closer. I'm here alright. They closed the bridges over the river today. I know that traffic headed out is moving slow, but I've really got nowhere else to go. Yes, I'm content to be right here and stay. Somewhere a poet was writing the words that no one seemed to understand, but I was there singing with the band. I started looking around. I started thinking about the things I found. I started looking around. I started looking. Somewhere a song was playing with words that no one seemed to understand, but I was down there singing with the band. I started looking around. I started thinking about the things I found. I started looking around. I started looking. I started looking. Started looking around. I started thinking about the things I found. I started looking around. Started looking around. Mona Lisa, move closer. I'm scared tonight.
Brilliant, brilliant. Mona Lisa, move closer. That's, of course, J.W. Blue Marshall on bass, myself on vocals and guitar, and the venerable Luke Ayers, our increasingly popular new drummer back there, pounding the beats. Well, let's stay with the theme here. You know, I never like to do the same thing twice. There's always a lot of pressure to put old songs, a bunch of old songs in these live records. But, you know, this live record, I kind of want to revolve more around our recent studio albums. You know, the Bullfighter and Mark of the Human Hand, and even going back to High Tide in the Heartland, the studio albums that were released since the Cool and Unusual Punishment, our last live album. We did put a couple of the old songs on here, so fear not, they're in there. Well, I couldn't just pull them out, so it became just sort of a chronological show. So, but this is one that I thought came out very well. It's kind of a hard one to do. It's kind of slow. But we got a good version of this one, I think. It's a little less slow, a little more rocking, from the Mark of the Human Hand album. We'll stay with that theme. This is one of our more popular tunes as it moves along here in the modern age. I Will Get to You from Corpus Christi Live, or whatever the hell we're going to call this thing. We haven't named it yet. I Will Get to You from that Corpus show we did. Check it out.
get what you want and never what you need. That might be true enough for all the rest, but you and me, baby, I know we've had the best. I may not get to where these songs I do ever break.
I will get to you. That's me and the guys. The full band at the Executive Surf Club. All of these tracks are from the forthcoming and upcoming Phil Pritchett and the Full Band Live in Corpus Christi Band of All Seasons, First Night on Earth, Songs by the Sea, 2012, or something thereof. We haven't named it yet. We're hitting some samples here. I think we might do this in the next couple of podcast episodes. Play some samples from the upcoming stuff. So check this out. Here's another favorite here that we've been doing a lot lately. Psycho Killer. Oh, man, this has just become a live staple. Accidentally, as I say at the show sometimes, you can go to YouTube and Google Phil Pritchett and the Full Band. All I Want to Do or Psycho Killer. We were playing a song, and someone was filming it at the firehouse. And anyway, we went from one song into Psycho Killer. I think it was All I Want to Do before Psycho Killer, if memory serves. Check the record. I'm probably mistaken. But this one we did on the Blueprint Garage Volume 3 album. Did it in the studio messing around one day. And it's just been following us around the last couple of years. A fan favorite. A great Talking Heads tune. So we're going to flow ahead here. Check it out, man. Here's the version of a live version of Psycho Killer. P2 style. Check it out.
Oh, wait a minute. Did that cool Talking Heads record come out in like 77? It was late 70s, wasn't it? We're traveling back in time tonight. Yeah! Can't seem to face up to the fact. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. I can't sleep cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, kiss, kiss, say. Ba 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 ba. You start a conversation you can't even finish. Your lips are moving a lot, but you're not saying anything. Well, I have nothing to say. My lips are sealed. Say something once. Why say it again? Psycho killer, kiss, kiss, say. Ba 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 ba. Better run, 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 run away. Oh, psycho killer. Run, 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 run away. Ba 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 ba
man, isn't that fun? Isn't that fun, fans? Psycho Killer, as done P2 style, on a nice night in Corpus Christi at the Executive Surf Club. Thank you, fans, for coming to that show, for making it so memorable. We are now going to document it forever on the internet in the form of some sort of an album or other non-physical listening product, MP3, whatever. It'll float around forever on Spotify and iTunes, the doomed iTunes. Oh, subject for another show. Crikey. Well, that is all the fun we have for you here this week, folks. We hope you enjoyed the samples of the new record there. It'll be coming out here, in a month or so. We will let you know immediately when that occurs. Book the band. Record the studio. Phil at philpritchett.com. As always, we got a little donation button there. If you enjoy the podcast and the spirit moves you to make some sort of a donation, some of y'all send stuff in the mail or PayPal occasionally. That's always very appreciated to keep the podcast going. It does help, what can I say? But not required, but if the spirit moves you, the little donation tip jar is there at p2podcast.com. Thanks to all of y'all who have already donated. It is very much appreciated and lets us keep bringing you Pritchett News worldwide, commercial-free. Well, that is all the time we have, folks. We will see you here next week at the same time on the P2 Podcast. Much tougher.